This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Voting has concluded peacefully for the second and final phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra. The Election Commission has said that Maharashtra has recorded more than 58% voter turnout and Jharkhand recorded around 68% voting when reports last came in. In Jharkhand, voting was held in 38 constituencies in 12 districts in the state. Our correspondent reports that after today's polling, the political fortune of 528 candidates, including 55 women, have been sealed in EVMs. In Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats were held in a single phase in the state. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, had been keeping a close watch on every aspect of the poll process, including measures to enhance poll participation. By-elections were also held for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over four states. 53.78% of voters exercised their franchise in the Nanded Lok Sabha by-poll till 5 p.m. In Uttar Pradesh, more than 49% polling was recorded on all nine assembly seats where by-elections were held today. India and Guyana have signed 10 agreements to enhance cooperation in several areas including health, hydrocarbons, agriculture and allied sectors. The Memorandum of Understandings, MOUs, were signed on cooperation in the field of medical products, Jan Aushadhi Scheme, Cultural Exchange Program, deployment of UPI-like system in Guyana and cooperation and collaboration in field of broadcasting between Prasar Bharati and National Communications Network, Guyana. Besides, MOU was also signed between Defence, National Defence Institute, Guyana and Rashtriya Raksha University, Gujarat. The agreements were signed between the two countries following the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Guyana, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali at Georgetown this evening. In a joint statement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Guyana agree that dialogue and diplomacy should be used to resolve all issues. Prime Minister Modi said the close cooperation in the field of defence between the two nations is a symbol of deep mutual trust. He informed that last year India had supplied two Dornier aircraft to Guyana. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is an important source of pharmaceutical products for Guyana and India will also work on setting up Jan Aushadhi Kendras in that country. Prime Minister Modi noted that Guyana is associated with various initiatives taken by India, such as the International Solar Alliance, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure and the Global Biofuel Alliance. He said these collaborations will help both nations to strengthen their efforts towards a green and sustainable future globally. President of Guyana, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali, said the discussion held with the Prime Minister was not only fruitful but also reinforced their shared commitment to strengthening bilateral relations and the collaboratively address regional and global concerns. He also praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi, calling him a champion among leaders for his impactful leadership and contribution to the developing world. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held bilateral meetings with his counterparts from China, Laos and Malaysia and Vientiane on the sidelines of the 11th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus. Mr. Singh is on a three-day visit to Laos to attend this meeting and address the forum on regional and international security issues. During his meeting with Defence Minister of China, Admiral Dong Jun, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh emphasised on greater trust and confidence building between the two sides through de-escalation between along the Indochina border. Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has registered an FIR into a Bitcoin-based Ponzi scam against Amit Bhardwaj, Ajay Bhardwaj and others. Sources in the CBI said the accused persons allegedly collected 80,000 Bitcoins and diverted the funds worth 6,606 crore rupees through the nine overseas firms to purchase properties overboard. In an aim to curb pollution across the National Capital Region and adjoining areas, the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, today updated the clauses mentioned under the Graded Response Action Plan or GRAP. In the revised plan, the Commission has directed the discontinuation of physical classes for children up to class 5th across Delhi and districts of Gurugram, Faridabad, Ghaziabad and Gautam Buddh Nagar, mandating that all such classes shift to online mode. It added that state governments may decide on implementing the clause for other NCR districts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.